Today FM Breakfast
with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
Hello, beautiful podcast listeners. We so appreciate you taking the time to have a listen to all the good stuff from today's show.
Not only that, also participating too in our Name the Cow, which was a big moment for the Denyer family, the brand new edition.
Yeah, man. Thousands and thousands of votes. It was great.
Are you happy with the name we chose, Ed?
I am.
43% of the votes. 43% of the people in Sydney went with this option.
Yeah. We're pretty happy with it.
How old would the cow be when the Easter show's on?
What are we now?
Easter's April 20.
2 months old?
Can't ride it, can I?
You're a big man.
Be pretty strong by then, but no, not someone your size.
I weigh a little less than you. I'll
happily like strap Scouty to it for you.
That's cute.
That's hysterical.
I'm
dressed as me.
Yeah.
Hysterical. Wearing a hoodie and a polo shirt.
Scout and Arnie could be like
Arnie. Imagine them in cow boots and hats. He can have a whip.
Have a look at the Insta. You'll see pictures of it. We had Pete Manu on from MKR. John, one of the experts at Married at First Sight. I love that because he did what I thought they'd do, where they've changed their tack, where they're not now saying we're going to get marriages. They're now like, let's laugh at these freaks.
Yeah, here's what not to do, but really we're just laughing.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
No. Synchricity.
Oh, if you listen, you'll find out what the name is, by the way, of the cow. Yeah, that's in there
tees,
as well.
Tees.
Thank you, MC.
Pleasure.
Love you guys.
Good morning, everybody.
Long weekend.
Oh, yes.
Do you know, Ed just realized that it's a Friday. So he got in and we're sitting there in silence and his whole face lights up. I'm like, what? He's like, it's Friday.
What day did you think it was?
I believe it's Friday.
No, bro, I hadn't thought about it. And I read page 24 of the telly and at the top it said Friday. And I went, oh my God, they're right.
Yes.
They're often
page
wrong.
24. How good's the newspaper? So full of information.
Just look at the top of your phone. Sitting
guys,
there as well.
We have got an enormous show this morning. Pete and Manu from MKR are going to be on the show. If you've been watching Married at First Sight up until this moment, you'd know that clearly the relationships don't seem to work, Ed.
1 out of 35, mate.
Yeah. We now know the reason why. We're going to get that from one of the experts, John Aitken from
MAPS. Can I say it in a more commercial radio sensational
please,
way?
Please.
We've got one of the experts from one of the experts from Married at First Sight to come on and tell us why these effing losers are going to be single for the rest of their life.
Done.
Exclusive.
Plus, if you hate your kids, today's the day to be watching. You're listening.
What's happened to all this morning? My fault.
That's okay. $50,000, The Secret Sound. That's after 8 o'clock. And next, he's going to be here super soon performing at Bimbadjan in the Hunter Valley for R&B Vine Days. Craig David on the show. Should we just, I don't know, stop talking and play a song, do you think?
Yeah.
Best thing for everybody. And Ash London, Craig David's What's Your Flavor? Ash, he's going to be in the Hunter Valley performing at R&B Vine Days. I mean, it's so damn soon now.
Yeah, it's February, which is next week, which is absolutely terrifying. And now I've had the chance to chat to Craig David a couple times over the years. Very nice young man, Ed Cavalli.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that now. And I'm going to go in rogue here because I want to give away some tickets. Come on, MC.
Okay,
I reckon people can call now. What do you reckon?
If you want to go to R&B Vine Days and see Craig David along with everybody else, 131060, we've got some free tickets now. As we find out what happened when Ash caught up with Craig David.
It is always a pleasure when standing or sitting in front of me is the gorgeous face and dulcet tones of one Craig David. Welcome back to the show, mate.
How are you?
I'm so good. So happy to see you. I just buy a house here, mate.
Do you know what? I mean, it's about time, no?
It is.
Happy to see you too,
it's
by good the way.
To see you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be good actually to spend more time out here. I do.
You should.
Every time I come, I enjoy it. It always seems to be so quick.
You're the king of the house party. Australians love to party. It seems to me like it's a match made in heaven.
It can go hand in hand.
You may not be doing TS5, but instead you're doing something else pretty good, which is hitting wineries all over Australia, mixing wine and great music. I mean, you obviously saw this brief come along your desk and you went, winery, sing them a classics. Yeah, I'll be there.
At first I just saw winery. And I was like, I'm up for that. Oh, to sing some tunes too. Okay, cool.
Okay, I suppose.
You know, coming full band though is going to be fun.
Yeah.
We've been rehearsing that for the last couple of weeks.
Wow.
And like just having all these different type of performances, like the TS5 house party thing and the acoustic, but to have full band and go that route. So many people have been saying, please come back and do a full band show. Mm. So, and the wine will always help the
Yeah. Well, you are kind of mixing it up because recently you were in Egypt and I saw photos of you like riding camels and seeing pyramids, but you still looked fly, which I loved. Like most people go to Egypt and they're like wearing shitty, like, you know, souvenirs and some shitty, like, you know, jacket. And it's holiday wear that you'd never wear IRL. But right. Craig David's rocking up to the bloody pyramids looking like you're about to go on stage.
Do you know what, though? I mean, it was, I sort of fell into the sort of fact that I'd gone there thinking, okay, we're going to have a little look around the pyramids. Don't really need to dress up too crazily, but just wear what you're doing. Then the camel option came about and I was like, well, this isn't really the attire. Because people are like, well, which part of you wearing a leather jacket on top of a camel is really the one? But I was like, you know what? Listen, this is what I came with and it's not as hot as you may think. So yeah. I just went with it. But when in Egypt, I mean,
Put a leather jacket on and just, hop on a camel.
And just go for gold. I've got to say, though, it was an incredible experience. If you've ever, I don't know if you've ever been, but to be in Cairo and the Sphinx is there and you're in front of your face, you're in the Great Pyramid and you're just thinking, this is amazing. Amazing energy.
Well, you are living the dream and thank you for coming and bringing some positivity, spreading the love, spreading the joy.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at a winery near you soon. 100%. A leather jacket clad. Happy to be here, living his best life. Craig David will take the stage. Thanks, matey.
Listen, so good to see you. Hopefully I get to see you when I come over.
Oh, I'll be there.
Heading into the long weekend, lots of people doing lots of different things, but in Telegraph today, there is a headline that says, drug user, I'll still take MDMA, it's worth the risk. Now, this is in the face of $400 on-the-spot fines, which are being brought in, tougher licensing conditions, and, of course, the massive debate in and around pill testing, because there is a number of music festivals that are taking place over the long weekend, Ash.
Yeah, and it's going to be really, really hot this weekend. It's all the conditions are lining up for a potential tragedy, and it's sad that we talk this way, but it is the reality of the world we live in now. These festivals happen, people continue to take drugs, the measures we're taking don't work, and we have fatalities.
So look, I know this is going to sound odd, but 131060, if you are heading to a festival this weekend and you are planning on taking drugs, then we would love to speak to you. We will, of course, keep you anonymous. We have the voice changer, my favourite radio thing, which makes you sound like a robot.
Yeah. And it's not a judgment thing.
No.
We know this will continue to happen. There are three festivals this weekend, Electric Gardens, Hardcore Till I Die, and Rolling Loud.
Jeez.
And this is all about starting this conversation and helping people understand that this has been going on for generations and generations. It will keep happening.
And we are talking about adults. We are talking, and a lot of the time we are talking about people who are making decisions and decisions that are made in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's going on a little bit is people jumping up and down, Grant, about the pill testing and going, well, you know, that it doesn't work here and it doesn't work there. You go, look, you've got to remember that we're being naive to think that people are making decisions about trying to have fun that are ending their life. You can't put those two together without understanding that there was a decision made at first. So, look, 131060, are you planning on taking drugs at any of these festivals this weekend, MC?
Yeah, we can, as we said, we can keep you anonymous. We can disguise your voice so nobody knows who you are. We've actually got someone who is planning on doing it this weekend. Okay. So we're going to chat to them next. And if you are planning on taking drugs before music festivals this weekend, we'd love to chat to you. 131060, it's 6:44 on Today FM Breakfast. None at all.
We are talking about drug taking and music festivals. We all know why it's been in the news so much recently as the debate swirls around the merits of pill testing and what can be done. And heading into the long weekend, there's a number of music festivals that are on. And I guess the question that we just wanted to ask, and are you planning on taking drugs over the long weekend?
And a lot of people listening will think, why the hell would anyone take drugs? I don't understand it. And we want to help people understand. So we've got Anonymous on the phone. Hello, Anonymous. Thank you for calling.
That's all right. How you going?
Good, good. Now, you're going to be heading to Electric Gardens this weekend. Will you be taking drugs? If so, what will you be taking?
Yeah, I'll be taking drugs. Just MDMA capsules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. With 5 suspected overdose deaths recently, does that change your mind at all? Like, how do you feel about drugs after seeing all that?
Oh, look, it's pretty scary, not going to lie, especially because it's been so recent. But I've always been around that kind of culture, that party kind of drug-taking culture. So it is scary, but I've always kind of been around that. So it's like it hasn't really changed anything to me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so you feel like you've got control over your actions, but are you scared about what else might be in whatever you're taking?
Look, I don't even really think about it, to be honest. It sounds bad, but yeah, like I honestly don't even really think. I'm always thinking about like you're having a good time rather than if something bad is going to happen. And I've had pretty good experiences in the past, so it's not like I've had any close calls or anything that's scary or anything like that.
Would you use drug or pill testing at a festival if it was there?
Oh, 110%, definitely.
You would?
Because, as I said before, I don't even really think what's in them, but I'd rather have that peace of mind and knowing. Because all it takes is someone like me to go, oh yeah, I'm happy to do it, and not know, and then it'd be a very deadly pill. But if you're happy to do it and you find out what's in there, it can definitely change things.
Do you think that some people just know and accept that there's junk and poison inside your drugs and they just sort of take it anyway and they wouldn't use pill testing? That almost it's an accepted risk?
If they were still tested and they were dangerous, would they still take them?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Well, there was, the last time I had pill testing, there was paint stripper or something, you know? It sounds ridiculous, but
paint stripper?
Honestly, if you find stuff like that or rat poison, you're not going to eat it. You'd be very stupid to do something that silly.
And how do you feel? Because it seems to me like every festival that happens, unfortunately, there is a death. When you read about that, when you see it in the headlines, does part of you ever think, oh, I don't want to be next?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Well, Mum gets a bit scared about it. So it could be me, but I don't know. I'm pretty good with it. Pretty hard to, I don't know.
What do you reckon it would take for you to stop Anonymous? What would it take for you to stop taking party games, do you think?
Well, I'm nearly out of the party stage. I can see myself in the next 2 years. You know how there's only a certain time you've got as a party boy until it's just you know what I mean?
And so you think it's like a rite of passage, you've dedicated a couple of years of your life to have the best partying, and then once it's over, you settle down, you don't do it anymore, so this is your time, if you feel like.
Yeah. So I'm not going to be 40 going to these dance parties as a dad and,
Yeah, I know what you mean, Anonymous.
It all depends on the person. Some people party throughout their whole life, and there's other people who got their head switched on and know when what's good and what's not, and when to do it and when not to do it.
There's a perfect storm of tough conditions this weekend. Super hot. Obviously, when you take drugs, it increases your body temperature and your organs can get to a point where they shut down. Are you worried about this Saturday particularly?
I didn't even know that, to be honest, about the organs shutting down. It's very hot, not going to lie, but I'll pace myself and...
Take care of yourself, mate, please. Just take care of yourself and take care of your mates.
And thank you for calling us.
Yeah, definitely.
Stay safe, Anonymous. And look, we're not advocating of course we're not. But
in a perfect world, people wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
We don't live in a perfect world. And that is just proof. Young people will keep taking drugs. We can bury our head in the sand. We can pretend it's not going to happen. We can say we're going to put more police in. It's not going to work. So we need to wake up. We need to test these pills.
And the last thing to say is too that the drug taking thing is not a young person's exclusive thing. There are plenty of people who are finishing work in the city and in media this weekend that can afford the other types of party drugs that will be absolutely using those as well. So let's not, we can't, it's not just the young people. The sad thing is that there is clearly more things going wrong in and around that part of society at the moment. Anyway, stay safe, people.
Look after yourself, look after your mates.
Now, for many parents, it's been a very long, long school holidays. Are you tired of hearing, Mum, Mummy, Mama? The yelling, the screaming, the fighting, the hundreds of toilet trips, the bum wiping if they're young, the I'm thirsty, the I'm hungry. If you've only survived on coffee and you're ready to kill your kids, well, just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe it out. It's okay. It's all right. We're in this together.
Don't forget about the people that don't have kids like me. School holidays has been really hard for me too.
How's that?
Because the beaches are full of kids. And I like to just go to the beach whenever I feel like it. I'd just be doing something. Oh, I might go to the beach. I like to take last minute holidays.
I know you
flights are more expensive.
Yeah, I've been complaining
about that. Go away. Go back to school so I can go back to my life of 9 hours in bed and just doing whatever I want when I want to do it.
You are the real victim here.
That's tough for me too.
That's so true. Yep. Hashtag me too on that one. Yeah. Okay.
So let's be honest. Who is ready to get rid of their kids? You're nearly there.
You guys are, aren't you? Let's be honest. Shezzy and you, you are ready. You are, aren't you? You're over it.
Shezzy's broken. Yeah, she's fully broken. Don't worry about that. You can tell. The nerves are shot. You know, she's...
She's had it.
Yeah.
She's snappy. When
I found her inside and I found the kids locked outside, that's when I knew probably it's time for school holidays to finish.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So... what we thought we might do, if you're willing to call us up, 131060, and be honest and say, I love them, but I am sick of them. If you are willing to be honest, we are going to give you one last hurrah with your family. Are we not, MC?
Yeah, we've got family passes to Taronga Zoo and tickets to Wet n Wild.
Ooh, okay. One last hurrah. One amazing weekend where you can pretend to not be sick of them before you just put them in their little uniforms and say, see ya! So, I'm going to have two bottles of Savvy B on Monday.
I know you love your kids, but school holidays have been lengthy, and if you're sick of them, it's time to let us know, because Grant Denyer, you're willing to say that you and your beautiful wife, Shezzy, are sick of your children.
Yeah, we're at the point where we're nearly breaking up. Let's be honest. The amount of plays we've had to sit through, the puppet shows. Oh, Sailor has just decided she wants to be a contortionist in the last week, so she's now at the Sydney Circus School today learning contortionism.
That sounds expensive. Having kids sounds really expensive, personally.
Who's had enough?
Claudia from Castle Hill. I reckon you've had enough. What's going on in your household?
Call 000 guys as a mum in distress.
what kind of stuff have they been doing?
Look, I cried so much when she said mum for the very first time. Now that word should literally just be fully missed. Because if I hear that word one more time, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah, it's like nails down a chalkboard after a while.
Yeah, Claudia, you are category one here. Well done. Dr. MC, what are you prescribing for Claudia?
Let's give her a family pass. She can hear the kids go, mum, I want this. Mum, I want to see the giraffes. Mum, can we go to the meerkats one more time? That's yours. Can
deal. Taronga Zoo, you're going, Claudia. Well done.
Thank you.
Michael in Liverpool, are you also sick of your kids?
Just lost Michael. We'll come back. We'll play a song.
Oh, Michael. No.
Line's cut out.
So devastated from his kids driving him crazy that he's hung up the phone and chucked it out the window.
It's all right.
Get extra laughs when you download and subscribe to the Today FM Breakfast podcast. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
Married at First Sight is coming back. Massive show. Everybody's loving it. Unfortunately, on air the other day, Ash,
Just don't be awkward. Just pretend it never happened.
This is the truth, and we can't hide from that. If Married at First Sight's taught us anything, have a listen.
They need to ditch the experts, though, because it's become obvious by now.
May I cut in?
Yes.
They're joining us in the studio later in the week.
Right, okay. So, love the experts.
Talk to them
more
about the
experts,
process.
I say. Love the experts.
Wow. And one of those experts who just heard that grab. Good morning, John Aiken.
It's nice to have me on. At least a couple of you are, you know, happy to see me here.
See, I'm happy you're here.
Explain yourself, Ash.
Ash, I'm feeling fragile over here.
But, Johnny, come on. There's not a lot of the people work out.
No, look, you do make a strong point.
Of the 35...
Gosh, you've got numbers.
Yes, of course. Hashtag marriage, marriages in inverted commas that we've had so far. Only one couple has stayed together. But the show is getting more and more popular as it goes along. We're finding crazier and crazier people. I feel like that's the experiment.
Well, look, I tell you what. We do use the science when we match them. So our fingerprints are all over them when we put them in there. And we all want them to get over the line. But we are dealing with quite extreme personalities. When you get down to it, you've got these people that are single for a reason.
Yeah.
And they don't know it. And you only have to watch it for a half an hour and you'll start to realise that's why you're single.
Two of the contestants, Melissa hasn't had sex in 8 years and Matthew is a 29-year-old virgin. Yes. They'll be just happy to take anything they can get.
Sex is a big issue in this whole series because obviously you've got a virgin that he's now saying, I want to throw myself in the deep end here. So it gets a lot of dialogue around how you talk about it, the pace you go. Do you have sex or do you not?
What, does the virgin get a bit of action?
This is the very topic that's going to be talked about a lot throughout the series.
Who's 29 and has never had
a
sex?
A lot of people, Darl.
Really?
And not all studs like you, Grant, didn't you?
Well, that is true.
He'd fly through the experiment.
Yeah. Can you give us some insight into Mel? Because we know Mel and we've kept saying to everyone, she's as crazy as you think she'll be.
We've got to hear some Mel.
When you first meet me, I don't stop traffic unless I throw myself in front of it.
Can you confirm, because people don't believe us, that she is that crazy?
I'd use the term high energy. But I'll tell you what you're going to see this year, which we haven't seen before. The women on the show are particularly outspoken. There's a lot of temptation this year.
Doing the Divinas.
A lot of temptation. Boundaries will be tested. And I have to play more of a hardline role with them in the commitment ceremonies, because if you don't rein them in, you know, in an experiment like this, they start to then do all sorts of poor behaviour.
I'm into it.
Why would you stop that? That's the whole point.
If I was you,
I would have a bottle of tequila in one hand and a bottle of condoms in the other. Yeah. I'd be handing out both.
Like Real Housewives.
Just a bag of condoms in one hand.
Right, you matched. Here's the condoms, the bottle of tequila. We'll see you in 8 weeks.
Yeah, exactly right. See you in 8 weeks. That's another show. John, you and I will do that show. It's called See You in 8 Weeks. All right. It's back. Married at First Sight. It's going to be massive. Johnny Aiken, one of the experts. Good on you, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Ash, why are you sitting back in your chair not wanting to participate?
Because I found my dream home after a month and a half of looking, finally applied, heard nothing, been telling you guys all week how excited I am and maybe I didn't get it and who got it and who's a better tenant than me. And you've now told me that you called the real estate agent yesterday to give a character reference.
If it's your dream home, why not just put it in the hands of two dream boats? Like, who's not more trusted than a former game show host and a comedian?
Our producer. They were my character references.
So listen, they're drunks. And so what we did, they're known drunks, right? So what we did is we called up TV's Grant Denyer, everybody's sweetheart, and Ed Cavalier, won three Dan contests in my life. We rang up the real estate agent and we just gave you the best possible character reference. Would you like to hear what we said?
Yeah, I guess.
Hello, Marika. TV's Grant Denyer here. You've seen me on Australia's Got Talent. It Takes Two, Family Feud and Game of Games. That would make sense to you, yeah? You're a fan?
I'll say yes.
Yeah, that's a very good answer. Yes, look, I'm here to validate her credentials and offer a wonderful reference for Ash, because you're right, she is honest, she is compassionate, she's lovable, she's married, so you know that someone at least likes her, so there you go.
Yeah, that's true, that's one.
She's dependable, and I know she told us a story the other day that when she has sex on a couch, she puts down a sheet, so she's very mindful of looking after, so it doesn't get damaged. She looks after her property.
Fabulous. So she's very clean and tidy then.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Marika, so far in her life, she's only built 3 meth labs.
Very clean meth labs, and none of them exploded.
And they were all at her mum's house.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, we've got a spare room in the property, so that could work well.
Well, Marika, I think our work here is done.
Yep.
Thank you for your time, Marika.
You're more than welcome, and we'll get in touch with Ash and let her know what our client thinks and if she's successful.
Great. Done deal. I think that's what that's called. Thank you, Marika.
No worries at all. Have a great day.
There you go. I told you the couch thing in confidence.
Just mates helping mates.
I think I now realise that was a story you told off air.
Don't want any liquids getting into the fabric that you can't get out later.
I thought that was a very poignant thing to point out to someone who's going to decide on where you're going to live.
Have we had a call? What's the latest?
I have had a call, guys.
Oh.
Yes.
I got the house!
Yeah, she's got the house! Yes!
So I guess I have to thank you for that. Look, you could have done a lot worse.
Watch out, couches!
Thank you for using your fame.
And when you think R&B, you think our next guest. Because
no, it's MNP, mate.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't think of a good segue. Yeah, it's 10 years of My Kitchen Rules, and the host with the most, Manu and Pete. Good morning, lads. Nice to see you. Nice to see you. Hey, how about that 10 years of your television show? Pretty sweet deal.
It's crazy, stuff, isn't it? 10 years.
10 years, brother.
Yeah.
Is the secret that you guys, and I think this is the right way to do things, that when you're not doing the show, you're not in each other's pockets the whole time. You don't spend all your time with each other.
No, we don't actually.
We have 6 months off and 6 months on.
And it's a perfect marriage.
Yeah, yeah, that's the dream.
Because we love each other for 6 months, and at the end of 6 months, I can't stand you anymore. Give me a break.
Traveling with someone. You love them, and then you're like, yeah, well, it'd be great for us to go to travel Europe for 2 months. And by the end of the trip, you're like, if I ever see your face again, I'm going to punch you in it.
But then you're ready.
And funnily enough, it's a little bit the same for the contestants. Because they might be lovers, they might be married, they might be brothers and sisters, they might be friends, but they've never, ever spent 6 months together 24/7. And that's when sometimes
the friction,
but the competition takes course, because it's hard to be together for for that long.
Yeah,
but that's what makes it so interesting, because you don't necessarily need to be, you know, an absolute cooking freak to get into the show, because you got that wonderful blend of cooking and controversy. Mm. And like, if you look at the biggest show on television today, which is Married at First Sight, that's all controversy. So you can't, you reckon that's the secret to the success?
We have a little bit of everything for everybody. I always say is that there's, if you love food, then you're going to love our show. If you like a little bit of entertainment and drama and that controversy, then we have that for you as well. If you want the celebration and the tears when people do something really good, you've got that as well.
And so if you want the great hosts, you know, you've got that.
That's what I watch it for, man, just to see you.
Are you guys now just really good at dealing with awkward dinner parties? Because, you know, often you go out to dinner and someone says something and there's that, like, oh, it hangs in the air and you go, why? This is so awkward. Is that just second nature for you?
We just give them the card. Yeah, you might want to be on MKO next time.
Yeah, come right this way. Right this way. We want you to help us with something, because TV's Grant Denyer, he's a fake farmer, but he's got five cows on his fake farm. And one of the cows, we're thinking a female, has just given birth to a new cow.
Female.
Yeah, yeah. These days, you can never presume.
I can't get close enough to have a look underneath it.
Fake farmer.
So, Grant Denyer, what are the names of the cows you currently have?
Oh, the names that I currently have, there's Crazy Eyes, there's Rory, there's Nerida.
Princess Sparkles.
Princess Sparkles is another one. Yeah. There's quite a few.
Okay. Mm. And so these are the names that we've got so far, Pete and Manu. We want to get your thoughts on them. People have been voting. We've had thousands of votes. Now, option one is Ed Calverley. I don't like that. Boring. Whatever. Hashtag move on. Here's a good one. Dinner. That's a good one.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Or Carfi McCarface. That's popular. Or my choice is Danny Minogue. Right? But
Danny Minogue.
However, now seeing you boys here today, I'm like, why wouldn't we take advantage of the two sexy hosts of one of TV's most popular shows? So I'm throwing a new one in the mix.
Yeah.
I think the cow should be called Moonoo after our beautiful
Moonoo.
And I want I'll vote for this one. Accent.
You're going for Moonoo? Yeah. Okay, now here comes. Now, I've got a drum roll ready for this, because all morning, Pete, she's like, oh, you're going to do Moonoo. I've got to have one for Pete. I've got to have a really good cow pun for Pete Evans. So, drum roll, please, MC, as we get Ash London's unbelievable cow pun.
Meet Evans.
Oh, I like that too, actually. Meet
Evans.
Straight
to the point.
Pete.
I'm going with dinner.
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right.
I mean, it hurts. I tried to make you more famous than you already are, but you rejected it. It's cool.
My number one haunt in the city is the Pitt Street Mall. Love it.
That's classic you. You always tell a lot of stories about, yesterday I was walking through Pitt Street Mall.
I just love it. I just love the Pitt Street Mall. Okay, but of all days not to go there, yesterday I missed out. So because that's where Peter, the people for the ethical treatment of animals, did their cooked fake dog stunt, Grant. Now, if anyone was there and did get to see it, please let us know. 131060, did you happen to walk past Peter and their fake dog, fake cooked barbecued dog stunt yesterday?
More words to describe it, please, Ed.
I can't.
You only put 13 in that sentence.
Sorry, bro.
There is a photo of the fake dog, by the way. It's on our Instagram, at TodayFM Breakfast, just to see how lifelike this thing is.
It's full on, man. Like, it is graphic. Like, although it's not a real dog, it's obviously very well made. It's a prop, but it's like a charred sort of dog sitting on a barbecue while there's a chef sort of pretending to cook it. Like, it's graphic.
When I first saw it, I thought, geez, the promos for MKR are getting full on. And then then you look closer, right, Ash, and it goes, there's a line underneath it that says, if you wouldn't eat a dog, why eat a lamb, go vegan.
Mm.
Right, now the main problem with Peter is there is such a self-righteous pack of insert word here, right? Mm-hmm. Because, fine, let's go with their logic. So that means that all animals, the meat is the same. That's the angle that they're trying to go with.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Then why didn't they just have the cash cow nailed down? And if that's the case, on Australia Day, why can't I just take my Weber portable up to Taronga and say I'll have the giraffe, thanks?
That's what they're saying. Don't do it.
How do you feel about it, Ash?
Don't do that.
This is you. This is your thing.
I love animals, and I don't like to eat animals.
I know.
And I agree, and I 100% agree with the message.
Yep.
But I don't think it's doing anyone any favors because it's so divisive. It's so finger pointy. They're always kind of the pain in the ass at the dinner party, if you know
they
what I mean.
So that.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, it's school holidays, man. Kids are walking
Thank
past.
You.
And, well, can you not just hold a sign up? A sign is as good as you need. You don't need the dog on a
Well,
barbecue.
We wouldn't have talked about a sign. So they've got what they wanted, which is a thing. And if they wanted to show like food that's cruel, just have it a fillet of fish there. There's nothing crueler than getting a fillet of fish. It tastes awful. And if the idea is around eating dog meat, right? Did you see that story a little while ago that they were serving dog satay in Bali?
Oh, no,
on the beach, gross. They were serving dog meat
satay.
Have
you guys ever eaten dog?
Did you see that?
No.
It's great. They've got the Bintang and Beagle deal that you can get there.
Shut up, Ed. They don't have that thing. You're making it up.
Have I eaten dog meat?
Yeah. Have you?
Yes. Now, this
Why?
Is going to sound like...
Intentionally?
So this is going to sound like a bad joke from the 80s. I promise this happened to me. Okay. I was in Hong Kong and I went over to mainland China and I was there with a family friend and we went to a restaurant with a bunch of her friends and they were all speaking in Mandarin. I didn't know what was going on.
So you're just going along with the ride because you're like, the locals order the good food.
Yes. And they put a dish down in front of just me, not in the middle of the table, and they were all snickering.
Nah.
Oh. And I knew immediately what was going on. Right? And so then they were all like just looking at each other like, have some. I asked what it is. They said chicken. I said, fine. I had two bits of it. They all fall about laughing. That was dog.
That's disgusting.
Right? Doing the hand gestures, the tongue out, the whole bit, right?
I've upturned the table.
And I'm even at the time, I was thinking, now I've got one way, two things I can do here. I can either react the way they want me to, or I can do what I did, which was stuff my face so full of dog meat that I couldn't speak.
So what you did?
I must have eaten like, you know, 6/8 of a German Shepherd.
Oh God.
Is that why you scratch your bum on the carpet now?
I actually feel like, I think I might cry in the ad break because I love my dog.
He was up against the wall. He didn't, he had two choices and I think he did the right thing.
No, he's being a smart ass. So he ate all the dog to be a smart ass.
Well, he didn't know the cultural sensitivity around it either, that they might have been offended if he had not
Thank
not
you,
gone
Grant. I was being culturally sensitive. Do you know the hardest thing?
You were being Ed Cavalier smart ass.
Do you know what the hardest thing about eating dog meat is?
Oh, no.
It's kind of a joke coming and I don't, just I'm taking my head for
What is it?
It's picking the collar out of your teeth. Oh. You know what I mean? So stringy.
You can enjoy Today FM breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
There is a new member of the Grant Denyer household. It is a cow.
Yes.
It has been born. Mm-hmm. And Grant Denyer, we have been looking for a name for this cow. We've put it out to Sydney. We've had thousands and thousands. So many votes. Thank you so much. But we thought, this is a little bit unfair. The tradition in the Denyer household is that your daughters name the pets.
That is correct. Not always a wise decision. That's how you end up with a dog called Princess Popping Popcorn. Be a man in a park and yell that out, I tell you.
It's unique. And I love that your girls are so creative. That's a great way to look at this. So have they had any creative ideas for our beautiful cow of the show?
Do you know my children? Of course they have.
Of course they have ideas.
This is what my girls think it should be called.
Kids love unicorns these days, don't they?
Yep.
I love that Scouty just said what Sailor said.
Yeah. Well, her other suggestion was not applicable.
Can't put it on the radio.
No, hairy bumhole is what she said.
I'm into that. I'm into hairy bumhole.
You wanted to call it hairy bumhole.
My vote's hairy bumhole.
Is it too late to add hairy bumhole?
I think it is. Why didn't we know this yesterday? Would have been brilliant.
HB.
Holy
It's like Harry McCleary from Donaldson's Dairy. She said hairy bumhole instead.
I meant to record it because I knew you guys would love it. But she knew it was naughty, so she wouldn't say it into the phone when I had it next to her mouth because she thought that she might have to sit in the naughty corner.
Yeah, maybe Santa's listening in advance.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Sadly, right. Harry Bumhole wasn't one of our final four contenders.
Got in too late. Okay, yep. So the final four MC were Ed Calverley, Dinner, Carfi McCarface and Danny Muno.
Yes, and we received thousands of votes from everybody, but the votes are in, and the brand new cow.
Oh, God, give it to me.
With 43% of the votes.
Sydney's cow.
Ed Calverley.
Ed Calverley!
Yep. I voted for Ed Calverley.
Yes!
Oh, I love
that
this.
Is brilliant.
Oh, what? Ed looks half mortified and a half pleased.
Welcome the to the family, Ed Calverley.
My nickname is Hairy Bumhole. So, so it works.
The naming ceremony of Grant Daniel's brand new cow. Ed, it is called, thanks to our listeners, Sydney's cow.
I appreciate this, everyone. It's Ed Calverley.
Yep.
Which is great. Some people have bridges, hospitals, stadiums named after them. I've got a cow and I'm excited about it. Thank you so much.
Utterly amazing.
No.
Honestly.
No. Go home, Grant.
That really brought the mood down.
Before we get out of here, we mentioned earlier in the show, make sure you're watching Married at First Sight. Now, it starts Monday, 7:30 on Channel 9, because there's going to be a code word in this show. So watch it from start to finish. Write that code word down. Be listening to us on Tuesday morning. Give us the code word. $500 yours just for watching a TV show. Yeah.
That's you get awesome. To watch interesting television and then win $500 exactly. the next morning.
Big
I mean, it sounds pretty
can
easy.
I'll You're put it another guys. Way. You get to laugh at the freaks, then win money.
Stop it. We know one of those freaks. A big thank you to John Aitken as well for coming on the show. Manu and Pete from My Kitchen Rules, that's back on Monday as well.
Great.
Guys, there is a long weekend awaiting, and we need to get out of here, but firstly...
Yeah, I need to go and milk Ed Calverley right now.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, see you, mate.
See ya.
Today FM Breakfast.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Calverley, and Ash London.